All right, welcome back, folks. I'm Jake Ellenbogen. Today we're going to be talking about the Rams and giving a little update here from Jordan Rodrigue, who does a great job over at The Athletic. We have some notes here, Sean McVay, some changes that are going to be made, all of that. Before we dive into that, though, be sure to like, subscribe, and comment. Be sure to follow me on all social media at JK Bogan. Check me out on Kick because, you know, I'll tell you right now, you know, we did a live stream yesterday. We did the film breakdown, the Rams and Packers game. A lot of fun there. So we're growing over there. We have film breakdowns every single week. I call them watch parties because it's not a full-on breakdown, but we go through the All-22 film. I answer questions and all that. So if you're interested in that, definitely be sure to check that out. In addition, just want to let you guys know that today's sponsor is BetUS, and you can get 150% bonus match on your first deposit using my code YouTube150. That's YouTube150. It's going to get you 150% bonus match. In addition to that, on the second and third deposits that you do, you'll have 125% bonus match on those two. So you have to use code YouTube150 when you sign up, BetUS, and there you go. So let's dive in this thing. You know, I read the full article. I thought she did a great job. She normally does. Talking about the secondary, this is good news. I think a lot of people, are really curious. Hey, Jake, are we going to see Akella Witherspoon this week? Are we going to see the same thing? Are we going to see more Josh Wallace? Well, it certainly sounds like the Rams are going to stick with the same secondary grouping. Darius Williams, Akella Witherspoon, Kobe Durant. At cornerback, Josh Wallace will also have a role. He played 31 snaps last week in the slot. Now, keep in mind, it was his return, Darius Williams, so they were kind of making it, a little bit easier on him, right? And so I think that probably played into how much we saw Josh Wallace. Will we still see him at that level? I don't know, but I think he's going to have a role. The Rams are also expected to give Jonah Williams more reps on the defensive line. Jordan was alluding to the idea he's going to have more reps. So that's good. You know, this is a guy that had a great season last year as a run defender. He's going to help out the run game. So I really like that. Troy Reader wears the green dot. Those of you know that. Yeah, a lot of people probably know that. So what that basically means, for those of you who don't know what the green dot means, is he's going to essentially make the defensive signal calls, right? He's going to get that radioed in. He's got a piece in his helmet, and he's going to get the calls from Chris Shula to, implement them on the field. Now, because things have gone the way they have, Quentin Lake is moving forward going to share that responsibility. So he's not going to have the green dot per se, but he's going to share in the responsibility of having those calls because Sean McVay has the hope that this is going to help with communication issues in the secondary. So we will see. I like this. I like especially last week. You go back and you look at the tape and all of a sudden Quentin Lake is playing, deep safety. And that's what I like to see. I know he was good in the star role. I get that. But I really think this guy is a pure safety first. And I think you're really getting the most value out of him at safety. So I like that they did that. Now, Jalen McCullough, speaking of safety, he had 15 snaps against the Packers. He should continue to get more snaps. Cameron Kitchens, the third-round pick out of Miami U, probably going to be a really good safety someday. He's not ready. We've talked about this. I've said this multiple times on here. Doesn't mean I dislike him. I'm a really big fan of his game. I just think that it is a flawed game right now. It is a game that he needs a lot of work and he needs to grow. And right now, I think with the Rams, the margin for error being as slim as it is, they just can't afford to have Kitchens out there for any of those plays. He has had some absolute failure. You talk about the Detroit Lions helmet to helmet. You talk about the Cardinals game, multiple coverage breakdowns. So they can't afford to have that. I think he's going to be a really good player, but right now, 1-4 team can't have any sort of errors like that. They need to just let him, figure things out. He can still work on special teams. I think next year, after another full year of camp, preseason likely, I think we'll see more out of him. But it's okay. McAuliffe right now, the way he was playing, I definitely want to see more of him. McVay also indicated there would be changes on both sides of the ball coming. So it's not just the defense here that we're talking about. It's also the offense, which I find very intriguing. And obviously, I think a lot of people find that intriguing. Mum's the word on the linebacker role. We really didn't get much. Basically, he mentioned Spates in the McVay show, as I've mentioned. I think I mentioned last night on the live stream. He mentioned Omar Spates on the show. He did not mention Jake Hummel. I don't know. I don't want to look too much into that. It might not be that much of a deal, but it's worth something, I would say. So, yeah, I just, you know, figured I would, you know, put that out there. So McVay, going back to him indicating there would be changes on both sides. Well, on the defensive side, the hope is they're going to make changes on in the linebacker room. And I'm just preparing you now. I think if they make a change in the linebacker room, because we got, and again, I had a little bit of a different thought initially, but hearing that Quentin Lake is going to share, you know, the defensive call responsibility, if you will, with Troy Reader, tells me Troy Reader isn't going anywhere. Troy Reader is going to start. But the question is Christian Roseboom. And that's where I actually think Christian Roseboom may start, but I think we're going to see Spates. I think we'll see Jake Hummel get opportunities in kind of a rotational basis. I think Roseboom's lost his permanent starting job. I think now we're going to start to see more Spates and Hummel, but obviously nothing is certain. But he did mention that there would be changes on both sides. He didn't say anything about the linebackers, so that is something to keep in mind. Wants to build competition at receiver and other positions on the offense. Jordan Rodriguez suggests that Xavier Smith could see an extended and increased role on the offensive side of the ball due to his ability to help in, you know, not just the screen game, but also sweeps and what have you, kind of the gadget element. So I could see that kind of reminiscent to a Brandon Powell, which I've brought up before. So could definitely see that. And then he wants competition on the interior offensive line, which he said during the Sean McVay show, left guard and center. And, you know, he also said that they did a nice job. Logan Bruss and, of course, Bo Limmer was really complimentary of Bo Limmer. But you can expect Joe Nopum to likely be back this weekend from the way it's sounding. If that's the case, I think Joe Nopum is going to play left guard. And I think center is Bo Limmer's until Steve Avila comes back. I know a lot of people have asked me, hey, Jake, do you think Bo Limmer can hold on to the starting role? I don't. I really don't. Because I think, truthfully, they tried something with Jonah Jackson playing center and Avila playing guard, but I think they're going to go back to Avila playing playing center. I really do. He spent all offseason working on that. I think more so Jonah Jackson played center based on who they were going up against in the Lions, the familiarity factor. I feel like that had something to do with it. I don't feel like that was supposed to be for the full year, because if it was, then why did they pretty much just waste Steve Avila's entire offseason telling him he has to learn how to play center, right? I don't know. So those are my thoughts. Quick update, nothing too giant here. Speaking of the Giants, obviously you guys have been seeing that annoying Matthew Stafford stuff going around. They're not trading Stafford, guys. They're not. And I understand he doesn't have a no trade clause. I had somebody throw that at me. Oh, well, he doesn't have a no trade clause. It's not going to be that hard. But why, like, really think about this. Jalen Ramsey was traded wherever he wanted to go, and the Rams took less and they traded him to the Dolphins, right? Because he wanted to play in Miami. Robert Woods wanted to go to the Titans, so they took less to send him to where he wanted to go in the Titans. I'll humor you here for those of you out there that think Stafford's going to get traded for whatever reason. If you think Stafford's going to get traded, and this team has given Ramsey and Woods and these guys their opportunities to go where they want, do you think Matthew Stafford wants to go to a team that, one, plays, you know, at MetLife Stadium, right? MetLife Stadium, which is not great health-wise, one. Two, you think he wants to leave L.A. to go to New York to finish out the season in the freezing cold? Three, do you think he wants to go to a team after he dealt with a fourth-string left tackle in the first game of the year? Do you think he wants to go to a team that just lost their superstar left tackle for the year? And the last thing here, are the Giants better than the Rams? I don't think so. So, yeah, I wanted to just, you know, I keep bringing that up, but it's all over social media. I don't know why you have, like, all sorts of accounts picking it up. No idea as to why, but it's there. So, figured I'd address it. I think if you're looking for anything in this game, it's going to be the same secondary. I think you'll see Omar Spates make an appearance. I don't know how much of a role he will have, but I do think he's going to play a little bit. Jake Hummel might play a little bit. I think we're going to see more Jonah Williams in the trenches. And then I think on the offensive side, we're going to start to see Xavier Smith's reps go up. We're going to see more Blake Corum, which was alluded to in the article, that Blake Corum's expected to have, you know, more carries moving forward. I think we're going to see Davis Allen a little bit more than we have, try to get him going in the receiving game. And that's that. I don't really think, you know, well, the offensive line, of course. I think you're going to get no boom at left guard. I think they're going to keep Bo Limmer at center until Avila's back. And then Avila will take over. And that will be your starting five. And then Jonah Jackson, whenever he comes back, will take over at left guard. That's how I see it. But let me know in the comment section below what you guys think. Be sure to like, subscribe, and comment. And check out today's sponsor, BetUS, using code YouTube150. You'll get 150% bonus match on your first deposit and 125% on your next two deposits with BetUS. So hope you guys enjoyed, and I'll see you guys soon. Later, folks. Just want to let you guys know that we are doing all 22 live breakdowns every single week, Rams football related, over on Kick exclusively. That's kick.com/JKBogan if you want to get in on the action. And if you want a little something more than just football, I also do gaming streams as well. So check that out. Link is in the description and hope to see you there. Do you love talking about the Rams, the NFL, or just want to be a part of a community? Join my free Discord server today. We're over 800 members. We got 24/7 live chat, a level 3 boosted server, the ability to call into JE Live, playing online games with us on Kick streams, toggleable alerts for when I go live on YouTube or Kick so you don't miss a live stream, and exclusive giveaways. Click the link in the description, the comments section, or the link that comes up in the video to learn more and join today.